A lot of basketball to discuss, and you may not have heard Mike Montgomery, the former Boise State assistant basketball coach in the mid-70s, who went on to coach Stanford and Cal and coach in Golden State, was on as a guest when I was gone too, Kurt, and was talking about how to get Boise State to that next level of basketball program status. And I think, JP, did you not find what Coach Montgomery said? Maybe easier for you to listen to it in his own context, Kurt, from his catbird seat after he's been away for so long. He probably still has an idea about the region, but here's what he said.
You got a great coach there. Leon does a really good job, but, you know, and I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. You know, you're in Boise. Where do you get your kids from? Everybody thinks they live in the best place in the country, and I love Boise. I enjoyed my time there, but, you know, it's not a place necessarily is a destination that everybody wants to go. You got to get kids in recruiting. A lot of people are using this transfer thing to get kids that can play, the fifth-year kid, you know, that type of thing. But you're not going to recruit in your state necessarily and win with Idaho kids. So you got to go outside. And Leon's done a great job there. They've been really, really competitive. And the other thing, and the same when I was there, it's a football school. And, you know, it's hard. You know, it's not one of those places. In the Pac-12, there's two basketball schools, really, UCLA being one and Arizona being the other. The others really want to be football schools, and that's hard. So you'll continue to be successful with Leon as a coach, and I think that you just got to keep supporting your team, and you'll step up in there every now and again, get a win, get into the NCAA, and then who knows?
Are those fair expectations, Kurt, coming from his perspective for a fan to take it on in that manner? You'll be good. You are good. You'll get an NCAA bid occasionally. How realistic is it to go beyond that, to say, no, that we can do better?
Well, I think we have done better, and I don't know when Mike was here last.
73 through 76.
So what was that, 40 years ago?
Yeah, a long time.
I think Boise's changed a little bit since then. But, hey, I think he has good points. You know, our staff, we've talked about this, and I think one of the things that they've done a really good job of is putting together a recruiting philosophy that helps them identify the kind of kids that they can get here and be successful with. And, you know, you talk about New Mexico and San Diego State, and, I mean, we beat all those teams twice last year. This, you know, the last four times we've played San Diego State, we beat them three times. We don't beat them above the rim. We get skilled guys that can spread them out. And you start to get more athletic guys coming in here, like a Chandler Hutchinson, a James Webb. And you're going to start to see a Derek Marks. You're going to start to see that happen. So if they just stick to that philosophy, I think you're going to continue to see this team get better. And you're going to get not just the skilled guys, but you're going to get the guys like James Webb maybe more often. And if you continue to win like they win, mm-hmm. You know, some people say, is this really a basketball town? Well, we sold 6,000 season tickets this year in a 12,000-seat arena. We averaged about 7,500 in conference. I'd say that's a pretty good basketball town.
Comparatively,
and
in the West?
Absolutely.
Towards
and so
the top.
We beat a team that's in the Sweet 16 right now and a number one seed. And so, I mean, yeah, I guess it's just how you look at it. I don't know if Mike's actually followed this program over the last two or three or four years, but it's changed here. And you can tell by the people that are coming to our games. People are buying more tickets. I think if they just stick to that philosophy, Boise likes a winner. There's no question in my mind. You've got to win. And mm-hmm. They've been able to do that over the last four or five years. And it hasn't gotten worse. It's gotten better. And when you go to the NCAA tournament, two out of the last 4 years, one of those, I believe, being an at-large, the first ever here. I mean, they're doing something right, and it's not because they're getting maybe the kinds of guys that Coach Montgomery thinks we can't get, but we are getting some of those guys. But we're also surrounding them with more skilled guys that can spread you out on the floor, and we've proved it works. So I think we're headed in the right direction.
No doubt you're heading in the right direction. There's progress. You can see it almost year to year. But here's the delicate question. What comes first, the money or the success, in terms of how much money do you pour into the program proactively to build success, or do you wait for that success and then start giving them more money?
That's a hard balance. I think the more successful they are, you're forced to do that. You know, your coach is going to have other opportunities. your fans are going to have higher expectations. And there's nothing, I mean, if you have those two problems, then you're obviously doing something right in your basketball program. So I think it's a fine line you gotta go through, Mike. There's a balance between how much money you pour into the program and the results you get from it. I think Leon's been fair and gracious enough to know that, you know, we built a brand new locker room for the basketball program. In terms of, you know, just resources within our conference, yeah, you've got the three or four teams in our conference that probably obviously spend more money than we do on the operational side of things. Their coaches maybe make a little bit more money. But in terms of the city we live in, the arena we play in, the facilities we have, I think those are as good as anybody in the conference.
Is Leon, and I guess I'm asking a personal finance question here, but is Leon happy with the resources, the money that he's getting, or are you desperately behind the scenes scrambling to get for more? The answer to that's probably two-sided.
Always.
Well, I've never had a coach come in my office and go, hey, I'm good. So that's never happened. I wouldn't expect that from Leon. Leon is always pushing the envelope. I expect that from a coach that's successful. But I think he also understands that, you know, Boise State has to do things gradually. We've got to go find the money in order to make changes in the program, and I appreciate his, you know, willingness just to be patient. But at no point does Leon come in and go, hey, I'm good. I don't need anything else, and I wouldn't expect him to. So,
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest, Ask the AD every Thursday here on Sports Radio The Ticket, Caves and Prater with Kurt. This reputation as a football school, you face it more than any of us. You're the school of the blue turf. You're the Boise State Broncos. You're the Fiesta Bowl team, blah, 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 blah. How much truth is there in how difficult it is to turn that around to one day becoming a basketball school or one day being both, like Stanford? You know, they do pretty well in both sports.
I think that's if you're looking for the day where they say it's a basketball school instead of a football school, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Can basketball gain the notoriety that football has gained? That's going to take some time. I think the only way you do that is to consistently give yourself a chance to participate in the tournament. And does that mean we're trying to win a national championship? I mean, that can certainly be a dream, but you know, football, Jeff, you've been around this thing for a long time.
Yeah.
You played there. And so look how long it's taken for people to say it's a football school. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We have a different colored turf. We've won three Fiesta Bowls. There was an article that came out in SB Nation. I think it was yesterday, today. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it talks about the football programs across the country, and it measures how much you put into your program financially and the results that you have from it. And just take a look at that list and tell me where Boise State is, number one.
Of course, the top, yeah.
Yeah, and so that says a lot. We spend our money wisely, but we're not done spending. I mean, we always want to try and get better. But to say we're going to be a basketball school instead of a football school, I'm not quite sure that's possible for a while. But our basketball team is on the map, and I think Leon and his staff have done a great job, and hopefully we continue to keep doing that.
The article Kurt referred to is found at the 931 FM and 1350 AM KTIK Facebook page. You can go check it out there, Kays and Prater.
If you're getting those kinds of successes in football in terms of putting in, you know, this amount of money and getting out this much results, what's preventing that right now? What's the number one obstacle, other than maybe winning NCAA tournament games like you suggested, of preventing that kind of formula from happening for basketball?
You know, I think sometimes you got to look back on how you schedule. One of the things I think they did a really good job of this year was really challenging themselves in the preseason. It would have been nice if we maybe could have gotten Arizona one of those games. We were close in all three of those games in that tournament. Those are the games, I think, they're the game changers for you. You know, I think we can all look back to 2007 and go, that was a game changer for football. You know, I think that you gotta go out and try to win. Not that we're not trying to win these games, but you gotta go out and get a couple of those. You gotta compete for a conference championship. You gotta make sure, if you can, to set yourself up to at least make it to either the semifinal or the final of your conference tournament so that everyone has hope that you have a chance of getting to that tournament. But I think you arrive in basketball when you consistently at least have a shot of making the NCAA tournament. And, you know, for the most part, since Leon's been here, I think in most years you've thought, hey, if these guys play well, they can make it. And I think that's half the battle.
The question about Leon, I wrote a piece that I said, I think he's already the greatest coach of all time at Boise State. no coach has faced the murderer's row schedule he has compared to the coaches of the past who were in different conferences at different times. Mm-hmm. 25 top 25 teams in his short tenure here, and his winning percentage is neck and neck with Coach Dyes, who had a lot more years of service but didn't have this kind of schedule. Plus, the non-conference schedule, as you identified, has been elevated tremendously since the 80s and mid-80s of the Big Sky. But we haven't been able to win any of those games, yeah, other than the big road win against Creighton. Mm-hmm. So maybe those are the breakthroughs that it's going to take, and the sharpshooters from the outside and spread them out hasn't been successful yet in beating those bigger, athletic, bad boy teams that we're seeing on the screen now. So what you're describing is this blueprint to get there, but get there eventually. And basketball must take a long time.
Well, I think it does, but you know, I go back to those three or four games this season. I mean, we make a few more shots and maybe grab a few more rebounds and we beat Arizona. You know, we beat Oregon at home. And so we go on the road and we beat Creighton. I mean, San Diego State is as good as anybody we play. I'm not saying that San Diego State's going to go beat Oregon this year 4 out of 5 times, but I don't know if you saw them the last couple games they played in the NIT. I mean, they're a different team. They're athletic, they're long, they play great defense, they rebound, they're great on the second shot. Well, we beat those guys 3 out of 4 times. And so we're almost there, and Leon will tell you all the time, we're just going to continue to build this thing as quickly as we can without jeopardizing things like doing it the right way, getting the wrong kind of kids in the program. And I like the direction of the program. I hope that it happens sooner than later, but I think there also has to be some patience, and we've come a long way since they arrived 6 years ago.